38. Ananias visits Saul. There was a man named Saul who hated the followers of Jesus. He went from house to house in Jerusalem, dragging believers out and throwing them in prison. He asked the high priest for letters of authority to go to Damascus and arrest any Christians he found there. He was the most feared enemy the early church had. On the road to Damascus, a blinding light knocked Saul to the ground. He heard a voice. "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" "Who are you, Lord?" Saul asked. "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. Now get up and go into the city, and you will be told what to do." Saul got up, but he couldn't see. The men with him led him by the hand into Damascus. For 3 days he sat in darkness, blind, not eating or drinking. Meanwhile, God spoke to a man named Ananias, a Christian living in Damascus. God said, "Go to the house on Straight Street and ask for a man from Tarsus named Saul." Ananias was terrified. "Lord, I've heard about this man. He has done terrible things to your people in Jerusalem. He has authority from the chief priests to arrest everyone who calls on your name." God said, "Go. This man is my chosen instrument." Think about what God was asking. Walk into a house, find the man who has been hunting your people, and help him. Heal the eyes of the man who came to your city to destroy you. Ananias went. He walked into the house, found the blind man sitting in the dark, and put his hands on him. And the first word he said was, "Brother Saul." Brother, not enemy, not prisoner, not the man who hurt my friends. Brother. Saul's sight returned. He was baptized, and the man who had been the greatest enemy of the church became its greatest messenger, the Apostle Paul, who would carry the message of Jesus across the Roman world. Sometimes you're asked to help the person you're most afraid of, and a single word, like brother, can change everything. Acts 8, verse 3. Acts 9, verses 1 through 19.